Thank you so much for being here. And I am seeing that we have a lot of people in the room. I would love to know where is everybody coming in from? Can you guys just say a quick hello and where you're from and what your goals are? Let's do a little bit of getting to know one another. Yeah. So where are you guys from? Can you write it into the chat box? If you don't know where the chat box is, you could just go into, I guess, we all have the same kind of like the bar, the main bar. So why don't you guys put it into the chat box where you guys are from? So I'll wait until everybody is alive and awake and alert and having fun because that's what this is all about. Dave is from Louisville, Kentucky, Minnesota. Eric is from Minnesota. Very cool. Martinless, you're from the United Kingdom. United Kingdom is quite large. Where are you from is specifically in the United Kingdom. And me, Frankie. I don't know if your name is Frankie. You're from New Jersey. Which part of New Jersey? My parents live in Jersey. Well, they have an apartment in New Jersey. So which part? Oh, you're near London. Cool. I actually lived in London for a little bit. I lived in Kensington. No, not true. Notting Hill Gate. That's where I lived. Ewing. My parents will have an apartment in North Bergen, which is really Northern Bergen. Killaps, you have a bit of a speech lag. Yeah, I'm not sure because you're also Martinless. Also talked about music playing in the background and there's no music. So I would recommend that you refresh because I don't have a single app going on. I don't have anything at all going on other than my presentation sheet and Zoom. So maybe if you could just refresh, that would be probably the best. All right, guys. Well, I am going to just jump right in and welcome. I am Marina, oops, the Trader Chick. This is me. And today I want to talk to you guys all about the good stuff that a lot of people do not talk about when it comes to day trading. And honestly, I believe that once we get this basic stuff really understood, you guys are going to skyrocket simply because it's going to be a lot more understandable to you, right? So that's really my goal for us today. So before we jump in, I want to do a quick official intro. And this is me. I am Marina, the Trader Chick. I am an expat. I am now living in Barcelona. We moved here about a year ago. Before that, I was an expat in Guatemala and before that in Costa Rica. So I have now been an expat for over 20 years. And I have to admit, being an expat is probably the greatest gift that I have been given. And I absolutely love it. And the fact that my kids were raised in several different countries has also been just an amazing, amazing gift that I was able to give them as well. Before I became a day trader, I was a fitness instructor. This is me. And the reason why I bring this up is mainly because a lot of people believe that you have to have a software engineering background, a financial background, a math background, an economics background, all these backgrounds that really don't make any difference for day trading. Because I was a fitness instructor and I'm still a travel writer. And really, that's anybody and anybody could become a trader because there's absolutely no math involved. There's no reason for you to have any idea of economics or finance at all. That's the beauty of it all, right? One second here. All right. So I am also trilingual. And the main reason I bring up that I'm trilingual is because one thing that I recognize after struggling for several years with trading in the beginning was that I wasn't looking at the financial markets as a language, but more of, hang on just one second. I need to go here because the room. Okay, they're distracting me. Okay, so what I was saying is that one thing years of struggling was that I wasn't looking at the financial markets as though it was a language. I was trying to, computer just something wonky. I was trying to beat the market or predict the market when really in reality was you need to work with the market. And the only way I recognized that was that I was able to look at it as if I was learning a new language. And I think that came to me because I am trilingual. I was born in the Soviet Union and we arrived to the United States when I was really young. So I didn't actually learn English. Obviously, Russian was my mother tongue, but English was is now my main language. But I didn't actually learn English as much as I just learned how to continue speaking, right? At 6 years old, you're still pretty much learning. Spanish, on the other hand, I learned when I was in my late 20s, and that was an entire process. And when I decided to put that process to the same with the financial markets, everything completely changed for me. And I really would love for you guys to eventually look at it in that same way, because once you recognize that if you start to speak that language, you're going to be able to completely look at the market in a new way and be able to work with it and actually start succeeding versus which a lot of people in the beginning do is they want to beat the market or predict what the market is going to do. And none of us will ever be able to do that. It's absolutely impossible. And this is me. I could work from anywhere in the world. For us, traveling is not a luxury. It is an absolute necessity. In 2 weeks, ma'am, I'm going to Portugal. After that, I'm taking 2 entire months off and I'm going to walk the Camino de Santiago. I don't know if you guys have heard of that. Then after that, I'm going to go to Ireland. So we're constantly traveling. We're constantly doing stuff. And I could easily just take my laptop or my computer and do it from anywhere in the world, an hour a day at most, if I even want to, right? That's the beauty of trading. So before COVID struck, I used to do quite a lot of in-person events. And today I am strictly 100% online. And that is the other beautiful part about being able to trade is that you could do it from anywhere. So before we begin the presentation, I have a 100% free worksheet that you guys could follow along with a presentation for you. Just go to makingofadaytrader.com. Go to makingofadaytrader.com, makingofadaytrader.com. You could get that right there for free. And you could follow along. So let's begin and let's understand a couple of things that really will help you kind of bust myths and get over limiting beliefs when you are in the financial markets, which when you bust through those, you'll be able to start to see things a lot more and be able to start to succeed as well. And that's truly the goal of it, right? So first of all, what in the world is day trading and why is it not investing? Unlike investing, day trading does not, I would not want to diversify. Why is that? Because look, imagine your child comes up to you and they say they want to learn how to play a musical instrument. And you're like, okay, which musical instrument do you want to play? And they're like, I want to play the violin, the flute, the guitar, the piano, right? You look at them and you're like, yeah, that's never going to happen. You need to choose just one, right? Because that's the one you're going to learn. And a violin does not work at all like a piano. In the financial markets, what you are trading, they're actually called instruments. So if you come in and you say that you want to play or learn how to do forex, futures, equities, it's completely impossible to drive several different cars on several different terrains at the same time. It's impossible to learn violin, drums, piano all at the same time, right? It sounds much more logical when you hear it from the, a musical instrument point of view, but that's the same reality goes for financial markets. So you really want to stick to just one instrument when you're first beginning with day trading. The other thing is when investors, they actually really care about the companies that they are putting their money into, right? Let's say you're investing in Apple. So you really care about the iPhone 16, 17, whatever number they're on, right? So you're going to sit it out through the highs and the lows until, because you believe in that company. But if you're day trading, do you really care that the iPhone 17 is going to come out in 3 months? No, because you need to know what's happening today. And that's usually done through technical analysis. And that's the cool thing about day trading is that we enjoy trading when it's up or when it's going down. And we make money either way. And quite frankly, we make more money on the down than on the up a lot of the times. Just so you know, the market tanks way faster than it goes up. All right, so let's bust some of these myths because there are so many myths around day trading. The biggest one of all is that it's gambling, right? Whenever you hear people talk who have failed, who pretended to be day traders for a day and a half, lost money, and then say that it's risky, well, here's the deal. All right, imagine you want to learn how to fly a plane. You want to be a pilot, right? Are you going to hop in to a plane without having any idea how to work it tell your family to get into the plane, and then maybe somehow miraculously you would take off. Chances of you even like landing okay, crashing is probably going to be way stronger, right? So are you going to say that being a pilot is risky? Well, if you're an idiot and you just hop in a plane, yeah, but that's not even risky. That's just being an idiot. Why is it okay to be able, if you say you're going to be a pilot, to go take pilot classes, to go into pilot school, to do simulation hours, to work with a coach, to work with an instructor? It's completely understandable. Yet there's zero barrier to entry for the financial markets. And a lot of people, that's what they do. They just hop in the plane and expect to go soaring, right? And they bring their family members into this kamikaze mission. And by family members, I mean money that they use to spend on their family, right? But if you learn how to fly the plane, hey, there's probably a million flights going out daily, and there's hardly any crashes. So what does that tell you? That it's not risky, because they put in the time, they put in the hours. If you're just going to be putting your money in the live market and you think that you're going to win, well, keep on thinking, because that's not risky. That's just being stupid, right? The other massive misconception, massive, is that people are saying that you need $25,000 to get started. Look, you don't. What you need $25,000 for is when you are in the equities market and the brokerage company wants you to also have a margin account. So I'm going to talk a lot more about margin accounts, because I am very much against margin accounts, because margin accounts, they are loan shark accounts. You do not need a margin account. You could start with a very small amount, $500, $1,000. You don't need a lot of money to get started. All right, back to this myth that you need to be a math whiz or with a financial background. Guys, I never, ever do any math. And if I have to do my profits, I get out a calculator. Like, really, I have so little math capability that it's not even funny. And it's fine. It doesn't affect my trading whatsoever, because it's all about technical analysis. It's all about the patterns, right? And a lot of times people say that it's so stressful, it's so chaotic. Well, if you're sitting in front of this ridiculousness, chances are, yeah, this is pure chaos. First and foremost, so unsustainable. Nobody could do this. No human being can do this. And I think robots could barely do this. Okay. This is just a pure myth. This is not true whatsoever. Our brains are not capable of managing this kind of data. I personally trade with one chart, one. That's it. One chart, two indicators, nothing else. All right, guys, this is not sustainable. And the other thing is that people are constantly saying that they need to buy new software, new indicators, and pay for algorithms. The only people making money from that are the people selling the software, the indicators, and the algorithms. Never, not one. And if you are sitting in this group right now, and you are that one person that you are actually, when you bought that software, you bought those indicators, that you're actually making money from that, I want to hear from you right now, because I have yet to meet a single person like that, because they don't work. Look, guys, you need software. You need the charting software, and that's all. Charting software is like a car, right? You cannot be a Formula One driver without a car, right? It's the same thing for trading. And the charting softwares today, they are very well equipped with universal indicators that are already included. So save your money. You do not need to buy any of this stuff. And the other thing is research and news. I have so many students that come to me who want to learn how to do equities, right? And their myth and misconceptions that they have to wake up 4:30 in the morning, start to do this research, then sit in front of their charts all day. Then after the day is over, sit and do more research. Again, completely unsustainable. You will fully and completely burn out. It is impossible to keep that going, right? And the other thing is news, you know, it's a thing going on. It's literally buy on the rumor, sell on the news. And the majority of these people that are telling us the news, they are strictly there for their own agenda, okay? So you cannot listen to that. You have to just focus on the technical analysis. And we will get to the technical analysis in just a few minutes. All right, trigger happiness. Who here has had trigger happiness? Because I can guarantee that everybody in this room has had it at one point or another, including me. What does that even mean? Well, it's literally being in and out of trades all day long. I remember I used to sit for 2, 3 hour sessions and I had like 40 different entries. 40. I mean, it was ludicrous. Even if I was winning with them, I was still getting completely burned on the commissions. Guys, professional traders, they have 1 to 3 trades per day. So, professional trader is literally almost identical to a big game hunter, right? Not that I condone hunting, but why? A big game hunter is not going to go out into the field and shoot at any insect that crosses their path or any prairie dog or field mouse or anything. They're going to sit there waiting for that big game, right? It's the exact same thing for traders. Once you have a good, strong strategy, you sit and you wait for the highest probability, highest probable, yeah, probability trade that you can take. Okay. Now, I always say this, the most radical way to trade is conservatively. Yeah, we hear this massive aggressive behavior and these massive, huge wins, but the reality is there's massive, massive, huge losses that we don't hear about, right? And the goal is we need to be the if we want to be sustainable and profitable and consistent, go for the smaller ones. Go for those really high probable trades. That is where you will win. Okay, FOMAT. This is a term that I personally coined myself, and it is fear of missing a trade. I'm sure you guys have heard of FOMO, fear of missing out. So it's the same thing, same principle for fear of missing a trade. What does that mean? I cannot tell you the amount of times that I am in the live market. I have a live chat room and people are like, "Oh my God, there's a trade, there's a trade." Or I'm showing them a trade and they couldn't enter in time and then they start to chase that trade. And I'm like, "Look, if you didn't get in, it's no big deal. Who cares?" Or that they weren't filled on their entry and now they're chasing that trade. There are hundreds of thousands of trades coming all the time. It's literally like when you start to chase that trade, it's literally like when a surfer is getting into the water and a wave is forming and they're nowhere near that wave, but now they're chasing that wave, hoping that they're going to catch it, and it's not possible. But they also know that there's going to be like hundreds of more waves coming, and then they get to their location where they're going to take that wave. It's the exact same thing for trading. There's going to be hundreds of other trades coming. So let it go. Don't chase it because you'll always lose on the chasing of the trade. All right. What to trade. This is really important. Back to that one instrument, right? Because a lot of times people don't realize that there are quite a few different markets to trade. First and foremost, we all know about the Forex market, right? What is the Forex market? It's the foreign exchange, right? It's the foreign exchange market. Excuse me. Okay. And even with the foreign exchange, which is currencies, basically, you need to do pairs, right? You have to do pairs. So, normally, obviously, the most popular pair is US versus Euro, but there's so many others. And again, you don't want to spread yourself too thin, even with that. Do one or two different pairs, and that's it. And really learn them and really understand them. That's when you'll be able to win. All right, equities. Oh, I love it when I say, so what do you trade? Stocks. Equities. I'm like, really? There's 5,000 stocks on the US market alone. What are you trading? You have to get specific, guys. If you're not going to get specific, you're going to just keep on losing, right? So when people say equities and professionals, they will either do, big caps, small caps, sectors. What are sectors? You've got the pharmaceuticals, you've got the tech, you've got the entertainment, right? You're really starting to like niche it down, right? Or even better, like the super, I think a lot of some of the most successful traders out there are the ones that go for those really big, high volatile companies, right? Amazon, Tesla, Meta, Microsoft. There's a reason why these are so popular because they're super high volume, they're very volatile, and they're strong markets, okay? Futures. This is another one. Oh, I trade futures. Really? So are you trading crude? Are you trading wheat? Are you trading soy? Are you trading the indices? What are you trading, right? Again, get specific. I personally only focus on the E-minis, which is the S&P 500 futures. That's it. That's the only thing I trade. I love it. This is my field right there. Okay. Options. Great. If you're gonna do options. Don't do 800 other things. I get people, they're like, oh, I do options and then I do binaries and all this other stuff. And they don't even know what they're saying, but it sounds good. Well, they think it sounds good. And then, of course, when I ask them, how are you actually doing? Well, I've been losing. I barely break even. Why do you want to put your hard-earned money into that? It doesn't make sense to me, right? And then there's, of course, crypto. Okay, crypto is, it's a beast of its own. And again, if people say I'm doing crypto, well, what are you doing in crypto? What? Because Bitcoin is one currency in crypto. There's 6,000 altcoins and different projects. So focus on the one that you really understand. All right, brokers. So let's start to demystify this whole thing because this is where a lot of people get really thrown off. Brokers are not your friends. They are a means to the end, but they are not our friends, right? So what is a broker? Imagine you're going into a store that sells jeans and a sales attendant arrives and says, how can I help you? Chances are they're there working on a commission. So they want to sell because they're going to make a commission. They're the broker, right? They don't care if you're going to get a skinny jeans that will never fit you or jeans that are going to fall off of you. Their one thing is that they just need to sell. They are not there to help you, right? It's the same thing with brokers. They just want you to start to put in your positions because that's how they make money. And the way they make even more money is through margin accounts. So what is a margin account? So let's say you have $25,000 in your account and you say yes to the margin account. That means after you have put all your $25,000 into whatever positions, now they're lending you. Margin account is literally a lending account. They are lending you money. Okay, they don't care if you win or lose. They are still going to need that money back and they're going to be charging you interest. Here's the thing, guys. You do not need to have a margin account. You don't need a margin account. You could tell them, no, it's not obligatory, it's not mandatory, and you could say no to the margin account. All right, super important. Save your money. All right, let's talk about commissions and live feeds. Oh, also another thing about brokers. If you're going to be trading crypto, do you really want to be with a broker that is with equity? No, they're going to give you the worst commission. Most likely, they're not even going to have a good, stable exchange for you to follow, right? So that's why it's also important to know what you want to trade. And that goes also for commissions and live feeds and quotes. Why? Because if you're trading crypto, you want to be on a crypto exchange versus if you're doing equities or futures where you want to be with them. That they'll give you the best live feed and also the best commissions. Okay. And you need to be with a platform that has a good interface with your broker. It just makes life so much easier. All right. Let's talk about the trading lingo because I cannot even tell you the amount of times that people are like, I thought I put it in to go high, but it went down and completely stopped me out. Well, you put it in as a sell, but you wanted to buy. And people don't even know that basic lingo. Everything we do in this world, no matter what you do, you need to know the basic lingo, right? My family, my son, my two sons, and my husband are rock climbers. Even though we speak English in the house, I swear to you, sometimes I enter their conversations, and even though they're using all English words, I don't understand a single word they're saying. Why? Because they're talking about rock climbing. They have their own lingo. And it's the exact same thing for financial markets. It's the exact same thing if you're an artist. It's the exact same thing if you're a driver, right? Yet a lot of people don't want to learn any of the lingo that's going to make them or save them a lot of money in the financial markets. So let's learn the basics, and that alone is seriously going to take you to that next level. Okay, first and foremost, intraday trading. What is that? You're literally in and out of all your positions in the same day. Why is that important? Because that also helps you understand the time frame that you're looking at, right? If you are a swing trader, do you really want to be looking at a 1 minute chart? And if you are a day trader, do you really want to be looking at a weekly chart? No, absolutely not. The time frames are completely wrong and they're not going to help you because that is not what you're looking at. So understanding that you are an intraday trader versus a swing trader can help in so many ways, right? Understanding what is a bull market is basically the market going up, market trending up, bear market, market going down, market trending down. There are three trends in the market. Three. That's it. Three. I think a lot of people believe that there's only two, and they ignore the most important trend, which is the sideways trend, because they feel like that's where they could outsmart the market. And that's actually where almost all of the money usually gets lost, right? So there's obviously the upward, the downward market trends, and then we've got the sideways trend. And that is the one that you really need to understand and stay away from. All right, let's talk about profit targets and risk management. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the little hack and the little secret that I really recommend you pay attention to. Profit targets and risk management, they're the same. In what respect? When you are getting into a position, you want to have a target profit in place. Why? Because trading is an emotional activity, and the demons will always take over if you let them. So if you do not put in a profit, or you do, and then you remove it because your ego and your greed is going to take over, saying, oh my God, it's continuing, it's continuing, I'm removing it. And of course, it hits your profit target, bounces off, and then it goes down to stop you out. Now, that's the risk management. When you have a risk management or a stop in place, what does that mean? It is telling the market that you are, that is all that you are able to risk on that trade. But the second you take it away and pretend that you have a mental stop, what you're literally doing is getting into a car with your baby and putting a mental seatbelt on your baby, saying to yourself that if there's an accident, I'm going to protect that baby with my hand. That is literally what a mental stop does, because your ego will never allow you to put that stop again in there. I've been there. I have lost a lot of money because of that. You need to have that risk management in place. And again, everything can be done from your chart, because this is the holy grail for your everything. If you don't have a charting software, don't even bother pretending to trade. Indicators. All right, guys. Indicators. Again, you don't need to buy them. This is literally my chart. That's all. This is it. I do not use anything else. I use one chart, two indicators. I personally use the MACDs and the EMA line. And I'm going to repeat this again. Trending markets, guys, those sideways markets, they will kill you. You have to understand where they are, how they are, and stay out of them entirely. All right. So let's talk about buying, going long. What is that? Let's not overcomplicate this, guys. It's literally entering at a low price point, exiting at a high price point, and taking your money in between. Boom. That's it. There's nothing more to it. You are buying and you're exiting high, or you're going long. Same thing. They're synonymous. Okay. Selling, going short. Same exact principle, only on the downside. So, what does that mean? It means you are entering at a higher price point, exiting at a lower price point. Okay, like I said earlier, a lot of traders make more money on the shorts than they do on the longs. All right, and you have to understand that and do it. Okay, so again, shorting the market, you're entering at a high price point, exiting at a lower price point. All right, so let's talk about market entries versus limit orders or order weightings. Limit orders, order weightings, same difference. What is the difference? So when you put in an order weighting or a limit order, you are telling the market, I know what I want to do. I have a good strategy. This is the price I want to enter. If you don't enter me at that price, I don't want to be in the market. Market entries literally tell the market, I don't really know what I'm doing, but this might look okay, so I'm just going to hop in, right? So the market sees that you're an amateur, and guess what it does? It is called slippage. It's literally like fining you. It is literally taking away 25% of your wins, or adding 25% more to your losses. Okay. So you need to have a strategy, because that's where the limit order comes in through, is because you have a strategy. And I'm going to repeat the stop loss again. Stop limit, risk management. If you don't have one in place, you might as well just give all your, or donate all your money to the market. Seriously. Okay. Because greed and ego will always take over. You need to have that in place. You need to tell the market, this is all I am willing to risk on this trade. That's it. Okay. Technical analysis. I've been mentioning this word over and over and over again. So now let's get into the juicy fun stuff.
Technical analysis, interestingly enough, is really simple. It is probably the simplest thing there is on your charts. Okay, it is the most basic language. It's like literally entering a room and saying, Hola, mi nombre es Marina. People now see, okay, she's now learning how to speak Spanish and work off of that. That's what technical analysis is. It's the basic language. And when you get the basic language, you're able to work with the market and read the market so much easier. All right. What is technical analysis? It is done with your indicators, areas, divergences, and reversal patterns. And here's the coolest thing of all. Indicators are already free on your charting software, and the rest are all 100% free. You do not need to pay for the rest of it. So, what are areas? All right, we hear about this all the time. Resistance and support areas, right? So, resistance support areas to me are so important. They are literally the seat belts, the safety gear of our chart. What exactly are there? So, the resistance area, it is the ceiling of the market. What does that mean? Look, if the market is going up and all of a sudden it starts to hit an area over and over and over again, that means that the market is respecting an area and it is a ceiling, right? And you need to draw that in because it's also showing you that the market might not go break through it and might completely transition. So we don't want to be putting our money into an area that keeps on hitting a ceiling. The same exact same thing for the support area. When the market is going down, it's going to be hitting that area over and over and over again. We want to stay out because we don't know what the market is going to do, right? Until it gives us very strong confirmation when it tells us, wait, I have just broken through or I'm transitioning to a new trend. All right, let's talk about reversal patterns. So this is some of my absolute favorite things, and they are so simple to understand. And once you start to spot them, you will have like a million aha moments, and you'll be able to now stay out of bad trades and enter good ones. All right, so reversal patterns, what are they? That is the double top, double bottom, triple bottom, head and shoulders, right? They are absolutely amazing. And what is a reversal pattern? It is not an indication 100% that it's going to reverse, although it's a very high potential. What it is telling you when you see it is that the market has lost its steam, has lost its strength, and you need to stay out. And when you stay out, you could enter the good trades, right? Because that's when you get the confirmation. My other holy grail is divergence. Like I said before, I use two indicators, EMA and the MACDs. I love the MACDs. Why? Because they are the least lagging indicator. So if my price action is going in one direction and my MACDs are going in another direction, guess what? Does that mean that the market is changing? I don't know, but it is telling me that the market is a lost its strength and I need to sit out because I don't want to be putting my really hard-earned money into a market that doesn't really know what it's doing at the moment, right? And divergences really help me spot that. And sometimes way before it gets really, really weak. And that's when I stay out of it entirely. So remember, I have this entire presentation for you guys here, makingofadaytrader.com. Go here totally free to get your making of a day trader and the entire worksheet. All right, guys, let's put all this together. Look, the most powerful trade out there is the breakout trade, right? It's the most powerful trade out there. Why? Because if you know how to spot it, you can hop on it really fast. And it's usually a very highly probable trade. We're talking 80 to 90% chance of you winning that trade. That's huge, right? You don't want to be in that 50-50 coin toss trade, right? You want to be in the strong trade. And breakout trades offer that. But if you're not drawn in your resistance areas, if you're not spotting the reversal patterns, you're not spotting those weakness points, you might end up missing it entirely, right? Because you, why? Not because you're going to miss the breakout, because you're going to lose all your money before it happened, right? So that is why the breakout is so important. Breakout literally is when you're going in one direction, you get a flat line, the market doesn't really know what's going on, and then all of a sudden it breaks out and continues in that direction. Okay. Now, the other thing that I really want to talk about is with the entry points, right? Like I mentioned before, I really use the MACDs for my, it's my holy grail. So you can look at the bottom here, you'll see that there's this black dashed line, right? That's the zero point of the MACDs. When the dots are close to the zero line, is showing me that it is really weak. Okay. But when it flies up and it's a breakout and it flies up and there's no divergence, that is when I enter the trade. Okay. And again, I put it into my EMA line. I have a very, very solid strategy that I use. I don't just run with it. I have it waiting so I know where it enters and how, because it really has a high probability of winning in that respect. Okay, guys, look, we have absolutely everything we need to get started, right? We have these beautiful events, summits. We have all these YouTubers. We have other gurus. We have books, podcasts. But at the end of the day, how do you know that you are doing it right? How do you know that you're doing it right? That is the most important question. And a lot of times it's everything is great. And I still get people saying, but how do I really get started? Like how? And this isn't a question that I get from beginners. This is usually a question I get from seasoned traders because they're still losing money. They're still not consistently profitable. And they're asking me, how do I get this going? And believe it or not, a lot of times it's literally just lacking those basic understandings. It's incredible, but it's literally just lacking those basic understandings. And that is the first thing of all. Look, what is the basics of trading? I'm going to give it to you as an analogy with the car. Okay. My oldest son learned how to drive a car recently. And he's been in a car since forever in the passenger seat or whatnot. So he's been in a car. It's not like he's never seen one. But when he sat down, because he's never listened or paid attention to the lingo and what is actually going on, he felt lost. Because when he got into the driver's seat, my husband's like, all right, buckle up, put your gear into neutral. Now press on the clutch, press on the brake, start to remove the brake, and put your gear into first. My son's like, clutch? Gear, I don't understand what you are talking about. If you don't understand how to do that, are you really going to get the car moving? But those are the super basics. Now, I want you guys to get super creative in your mind and imagine somebody who gets into your car who has never seen a car, right? Or never been in a car, and you tell them, buckle up your seatbelt, it's going to save your life. Now, if they've never been in a car and they've never heard of a seatbelt and they don't know what a seatbelt is, how are they going to put that one thing that could actually save their lives, right? Because we're not born knowing this information. This is information that is taught to us, even though it's so basic. And today we feel like we were born with that information. None of us were born with that information. And that is exactly what happened to me when I started to learn to trade. And I mean, I spent over $20,000 on my trainings, but every time I was asking basic questions, can you please explain reversal areas? Can you please explain this divergence, these basics, I was either ignored or treated like I was born with this information. And we're not. We learn this information, right? And when you really understand it, then you could actually stop the struggle. And I can guarantee the majority of the struggle happens from just these basic things that are so simple to learn. And this was me struggling for years until I lost almost $4,000 in 5 minutes. And honestly, at that point, before I learned all of this, I ended up quitting. I was devastated. It was 2 years in that I was trying to do this. I was doing nothing but losing. It was terrible. And I quit. I literally quit. I quit for 4 months. But here's the thing about trading. And I know for a fact that this is everybody in the room here, is that we get bit by the trading bug, right? And it never stops itching. And do you know why that is? Because deep down inside, we know that we could do this. Look, when I quit, I walked away for like 3 or 4 months, but it was always, I was constantly going and watching others. And I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it too. I can do this. And that's when I came back. But this time I decided to do something differently. At one point before I quit, I had 3 monitors going on. I had 10 indicators and I literally donated 2 high definition monitors to, I guess it was the garbage man, right? I just put them out and I removed all of my indicators and I decided to go back to the basics and I studied them for years, putting in just 2 indicators and that's all after really, really back testing and evaluating everything. Because interestingly enough, a lot of us think that we need a lot of indicators and then we watch this guru and this trader and this one and they talk about the indicators that work for them, and we put them all into our charts, and then we're always flustered or having analysis paralysis, right? Let me tell you, when I removed the Fibonacci's, the Kettler bands, and the Bollinger bands, you know, I felt this massive relief because they just didn't work for me. They might work for some other people, for sure, but they didn't work for me. And that is the most important thing of all, right? And it's funny, after teaching for quite a few years, one of my students came to me and said, like, you know, Marina, you really your teaching philosophy is very similar to Coach John Wooden. I did not know who Coach John Wooden is. So I went and I looked him up on the internet. And I mean, this guy was a legendary coach on many levels. And his entire philosophy, teaching philosophy was, and training philosophy was, when in doubt, get back to the basics. I mean, this guy had 88 national championships, 10 NCAAs. I don't believe anybody's even close to him to this day. He trained A-list, A-star, whatever it is, players, right? However, every time they started a new season, he would start them at the basics. How to roll up your socks, how to tie your shoe, how to dribble the ball. Why? Because ego can take over. And when you're winning on a winning streak, your ego is going to get there as well. But if you don't tie your shoelace well, your shoe falls off, you sprain your ankle, guess what? You're sitting out on the bleachers. Doesn't matter how many NCAAs you have. That's the basics. So today I have a very special offer for only the participants, only the people that are here with us today. I do not offer this to anybody at all. It is my introductory course, Bootcamp for Day Trading. All of this is for $97. And you can do this course on any apparatus, tablets, desktops, laptops, even your smartphones, right? The entire course, everything, one-time fee, one time. This is not recurring. This is not monthly. One time, $97. Now, I want you guys to go to this URL right now, bootcampfordaytrading.com. Go there right now, bootcampfordaytrading.com, bootcampfordaytrading.com, and this way you can follow along. All right, so what do you normally get for $97 today that will bring you the same amount on return on your investment? Do you like to play golf? Me and my husband were playing golf in Guatemala when we were living there. When we started, it was like $29. Before leaving a year ago, it was $119 per person. And this is in Guatemala. I don't even know what it's like in the States or other parts of the world anymore. I think it's like $250 per person now. You want to take your family out for a nice meal? The other day, my parents are coming to visit us here as well, and I am taking them out to a special thing. It's $130 per person for a decent meal, okay? $130 per person. So let me break this down for you guys. This is what you're going to be getting. You're going to get the simplifying day trading package. You're going to get, look, the setting up your tutorial, I mean, setting up your platform is hard. I know that in the beginning, but it doesn't have to be. So I have a 30-minute tutorial set up that on any platform that you guys get right into the cool stuff, and that is the trading. So we don't waste any more time with a platform setup and we get into the fun stuff. Then we will completely break down the market anatomy, fully understanding the uptrend, the sideways trend, the downward trend, and those amazing reversals and divergences. Because once you understand those, forget it. It's kind of like these aha moments. And like I said, they are my holy grails, right? Like the telltale signs, support areas, resistance areas, divergences. Because once you could spot this and once you could understand it, literally you'll be working with the market because that is the market language. And then we'll be able to master the breakouts and also to avoid the fake out breakouts because they happen. But if you know what to look for, you will avoid that just the same because they do happen. And if you know what you're looking for, you won't get into it, right? And you will have unlimited access to the curriculum for life. All of this is valued at $1,600. And this is everything that you will be getting at the value of $1,600. Okay, here's what some of my students have to say. And like I said before, we can trade anywhere in the world. And I have students from everywhere in the world. Michelle, best money I have spent. I just finished the boot camp. Derek, you are the only mentor that truly works with you and really helps you. Adrian, I am enjoying the boot camp so much and learning every day. But let me share something really, really, really important with you guys. This is the most important of it all. Remember I asked you before, how do you know you are doing it right? How do you know you are doing it right? So instead of wondering, accountability is everything. And I am putting in one entire month, one-on-one, free included coaching and mentorship. Unlimited. You could send me all your questions. We could work one-on-one. We will work with your charts, any questions you have. There is no wondering, am I doing this wrong? Because you will have me to be accountable with, okay? Because a mentor could be the one that will take you to that top. And that is the best part of it all. And on top of that, I have a live chat room that I run. It's me, nobody else. And I am including the 30-day membership in this offer as well. 1 month free membership that you will do on top of that. Okay. So everything now is valued at $2,600, but for you guys, $97. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. All right. So let's go through this one more time. What everything you get. You get the whole course. You get 30 days one-on-one mentorship with me. And you get 30 days membership in my live chat room. And you can go and see it all on bootcampfordaytrading.com. And here's the actual reality of it all. This course is less than one trade. One trade. The majority of the trades, I know what they are. I've been trading for over 11 years. They're around $200 to $400 per trade, right? So this course is worth less than one trade and will 10x your return on the investment. So you can go to 100 of these dinners and take out your friends and family to all of this. But the reality is, because I have the mentorship, I could only do 25 people. I cannot do more than that. Okay. I only have space for 25 people. So the only way for you to sign up is right now, because this room is really full and I know, and I usually sell out. So I really recommend to hop on it right now, because normally this course is $297 and you only get 1 week of mentorship. So right now, $97 and you get one entire month of one-on-one working with me. So this is what the order form looks like. And you could go in right here and go into your navigator and press Bootcamp for Day Trading, bootcampfordaytrading.com. Why is it not working? It's working. Are you guys able to open it? Because this is what you will be seeing right here. Hello, hello, hello. Are you guys there? Or haven't been? Are you able to hear me? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So it's working on your end. So that means something is not working on my end. Okay, so anyways, go here to press in bootcampfordaytrading.com. And this is what you guys will see. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. So you see something not working well here. Okay. But for you guys, if you're seeing it, that's the most important thing. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. All right, guys. And if you have any questions, please let me know. This is the time. And I'm really, really grateful for you guys taking the time out and spending it with me right now. So please let me know if there are any questions or anything at all. Okay, guys. Well, I appreciate your time and thank you so much. And thanks, Dave, for being here and allowing me to work with you guys. And remember, bootcampfordaytrading.com. Thank you, everybody. Oops, I put it in the wrong place. Hang on a second. There you go. So you should be able to see that right here. Okay. Thanks, everybody. And have a super rest of your day.